If Cole did that, if any child did that, I would say to your face, child, you pick that up right now. I would tell that to your kid.
Oh, I know you would.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
So I want to read to you this text that I got from one of our listeners the other day. Why are you making dedicated fans suffer? Does it please you? We were supposed to have a new episode out before you went on vacation. And
yes,
we weren't able to get that done in time because we were both really, really busy. But also, yes, I do enjoy making people suffer. So
I'm actually so flattered that people like our show.
That they care. Yeah.
Yeah. And they miss us. Like, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're entertaining.
Well, Victoria, we're hilarious, obviously. Life has been busy for the last little bit. You just got back from vacation.
Yes. We were in Florida for 2 weeks. And I honestly said it would be a Christmas miracle if we made it onto the plane, because up into the point where we flew out, like, just everything wrong happened. I was sick. Cole was sick. Garrett was sick. Like, Cole had explosive diarrhea, like, all on the plane.
No, he didn't.
And we still, yes, he did.
Oh my gosh.
He had explosive diarrhea on the plane. He definitely had the stomach flu. But we're like, fuck it, we're still going. Like, I don't even care at this point. And then Garrett picked me up from work to drive us to Edmonton to catch our flight. And I get into the Jeep and his nose is bleeding and he got hit by a cow in the nose.
Oh no.
And sliced the bottom of his nose.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, do we need to go to the hospital? He's like, fuck it, we're going. We're going. We're getting on this plane. He's like, if I was 2 inches taller, he's like, I would have lost my two front teeth. I'm like, you know what? You would have fit right in to the Florida lifestyle.
Would have been perfect for Florida, right?
Yeah, like, you're fine. You're fine. You would have fit right in. It's all good.
Okay, so Garrett's face is bleeding. Cole has explosive diarrhea.
Yes.
You're sick, but you made it onto the plane and you were good to go.
It is just a frigging Christmas miracle that we made it. And you know what? It turned out to be a really good trip.
Oh, good.
Really great.
Was the weather good the entire time that you were there?
Gorgeous. It's like every single day is sunny and beautiful.
I've always heard that Florida is like a retirement town. It's like, what, is it mostly old people that are there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of your vibe, right?
You know, what's so weird is being pregnant. I was walking around and I finally turned to Garrett and I was like, I don't think I've seen one pregnant woman. And Garrett's like, that's because everyone here is like 60 plus.
60 and older. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess. I guess you're right.
So you're the hot new couple in town. Okay. Everyone's scoping it out.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought too that, you know, because Cole wakes up between like 5 and 6 a.m. every single day. Like, and I
love
was like, you know what? We're going to find our people at the pool or at the park in the mornings, right? Mm-hmm. We'd get there at like 8:30. No one else was there.
Crickets.
We'd be there for like 2 hours. And I'm like, where are the other parents that wake up at the crack of dawn? Like, hello? Do all your kids just sleep in or something? I'm like, where is everyone?
Did he have diarrhea the entire time that you guys were there?
The first 4 days, four or five days.
A great start to your vacation.
It was. So my sister, who doesn't have kids, she's 3 years younger than me. Cole, like, shit all over her. And she was dry heaving. And I was like, you gotta pull it together. And so she left the room and came back with like the Lysol bottle. She's like, okay, like, I got it. Like, I got it.
Yeah. I always say that the best birth control is for people to be around people that have kids. And then you'd be like, oh my gosh, just poop all over me. You know? I can't handle that.
Which is funny because like this cold and flu season has been just brutal. Like, I feel like between the three of us, we've been sick every 2 weeks. And I got pink eye twice in the past like 6 months. And I haven't had pink eye since like elementary
school. Since you were a kid.
And my sister's like, ew, like, how did you get pink eye? Like, do you not wash your hands? And then I was like, Christine, when you have a toddler, like, you just get pink eye, okay?
It's going to happen.
She literally got shit on. And I was like,
let me know how you enjoy pink eye in a week or so.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, take all of your clothes off. I'm washing everything. I'm like, Anyways, but yeah, no, the trip was good other than the explosiveness.
And the poop. Yeah. And I remember you're telling me about some TikTok trend about some pie, some chocolate peanut butter pie.
Oh, I was so disappointed. Okay. So this was all over TikTok, this chocolate peanut butter 5-pound pie that they were selling at Costco in the States. And so we went there to Costco and no pie. We went to two different Costcos, no pie.
I thought you were going to say you got the pie and it wasn't as good.
I was so disappointed.
Can't they like ship it to you or something?
You know, I didn't look into like Uber Eats for this pie, I mean, it's the States. Anything's possible.
You know, they'll send you anything you want. As long as it's greasy, they're going to send it to you, no problem.
And as long as you got the money.
Yeah, they don't care. Well, I'm going to LA next month. So if I see this 5-pound chocolate peanut butter pie, I will get it.
You have to tell me how it is.
I would send you a piece. I would send you a piece in the mail. It may not be great.
Oh, God. No, don't do that.
But I would do it.
The only thing is the pie, I think, was like $20 American dollars. So that's expensive.
Victoria,
it's expensive. Like the dollar right now, it's bad.
Victoria, you know how much I've spent on iWholesale candy. Do you think $20 is really going to change my mind or make or break something for me?
You know, Mr. 300.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. 300 on gummy bears.
Per order. Yeah. Crazy. Well, I'm glad that you had a really good time. And are you guys having decent weather now back in Alberta as well too?
It's actually so nice to come back and there not be that much snow in your yard. Mm-hmm. It's still like mud season, but it's not too, too bad.
Right. We just got our first hit of nice weather here this past week. A week ago, like, we had snow everywhere and still ice and everything. And I was like, I should probably like, you know, shovel a little bit. And then a couple days later, it's all melted and I didn't have to do a damn thing.
Love that.
Temperatures are nice now. Spring is here. And I've been busy because everyone wants to move in the springtime, apparently. So
yes. Okay. So tell me about your real estate. Like, it's busy, busy for you too.
Yeah. This market has just been insane because normally it is not a seller's market, but houses are literally going on the market and selling within a couple of hours, if not a day.
What?
So I have buyers right now, some friends of mine who have been looking at places, and we see a place and I always say, don't fall in love with the property. Because we saw it and then literally within an hour, it was already sold. It's just been kind of crazy right now. I've been taking people back and forth. I've been listing a couple properties as well too. I have people who are like waiting on hold on the line with me right now. Cause I'm like, I have to go record our show. So can you wait an hour and I can come talk to you when we're done? So yeah, springtime was just really, really busy. And it's nice to feel busy and feel like I'm actually like doing things properly. But also it's kind of wild because gas went up again to $1.62 over here. You know, I don't get paid until a deal is finalized. So I want to tell my clients, I'm like, are you splitting my gas bill? Because unless we're serious about this, I ain't going to be driving around the city three times over to you to say, you know what, we're going to keep looking. Like, no, you can buy a house right now. Thank you.
Do you take the bus?
Right.
Imagine you just show up, you're like just getting off of the number two. You're like, hey.
It's like, yeah, but can we see that house? Yeah, I can be there in 2.5 hours. Yep, definitely. Yeah, but it's
That's exciting. I'm putting out all the positive vibes that you just sell a whole bunch of houses this spring.
Yeah, we're gonna call it Selling Saskatoon, starring Jamie.
That's I love it. I love it.
Okay, this or that, beachside resort or a hillside cottage?
Beach, 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 beach.
Yeah, that's the only correct answer. Tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
TV series or a movie?
TV series.
Good choice. This one is obvious. Arctic or tropical?
Tropical.
You know there's some weird people out there that prefer winter over summer.
No, I can't. I can't. I love summer.
Yeah, I'm not friends with them, but I know them. matching or mismatched socks?
You know what? I try to have my life together and have matching, but some days it's just a mismatch.
It's not happening?
Yes.
Are your socks right now, are they matching?
You know what? The socks I wore today were matching. Yes.
Right now?
Well, I'm not wearing socks right now.
You're not wearing socks in your house?
No.
That's wild to me.
I am pregnant and hot, okay? No socks on my feet.
That's the answer for everything. I am pregnant.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Takeout or dine-in?
dine in. I feel like nowadays Garrett and I hardly get to go out and have a date night. So when we can, like, yes, let's go out.
Way to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. Trivia night or board game night?
Ooh, I like both. I do. But I like a good board game night with some friends.
Do you play Monopoly with your friends?
No, that's just, that's going to cause some fights.
Yeah. So true. Video games or books?
Like neither.
You have to pick one.
I mean, I guess books.
I guess I'll read something.
I guess I'll read.
I find it so weird when people don't enjoy video games. I'm like, there's so many fun ones.
Okay, yay.
And tulips or sunflowers?
Oh, tulips. Yeah. Tulips. I love this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was guessing which ones that you would pick out of all of these, and I got 99% of them correct.
Jamie, you just know me so well.
Predictable, yes. I'm kidding.
That's fair.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
When you get back from a vacation, do you unpack right away? Or are you the type of person that takes weeks, months, years to unpack?
I have to unpack right away. I can't have things sitting around, especially because I'm the person that leads by example. So I can't ever yell at Kyle for doing something. So that means...
Yeah. Yeah,
that means that I have fair. To do it too. I like taking stuff out when I come back from vacation, putting away all the gifts for myself or the stuff or my clothes and washing them. The suitcase I might put in my office and let it sit out for like a day or two, but everything within goes away within the day we get back, definitely.
See, I'm the exact same way. Garrett, on the other hand, he still has his bag out that he took fishing, like his fishing trip bag from March. So nope. I am predicting, Jamie, that I'm going to cave like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to unpack for
You're
him
put it away.
In a couple weeks. Yeah, that's what I'm predicting. Because I guarantee it's not going to unpack. I guarantee
but,
it. I just
but
know
do
it.
You think that people like him do that purposely because they know that you're going to be bothered by it and you're going to put it away because it doesn't bother them?
Yes. Yes and no. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he just doesn't care.
Exactly.
Like he truly is just like, I can live out of a suitcase. Like he's like, I don't really care. But yeah.
It's just a long way of saying men are the worst. I really truly believe that men are just the worst. Myself included.
No comment.
Have you ever been arrested before?
No.
If you could commit a crime then, what's a crime that you would want to commit?
Oh, like stealing a really expensive vehicle.
A car, really?
Going for a joyride. Yeah. How thrilling would that be?
I'm not a huge car person. Like it doesn't like, you know, people say, I want to go in a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a Bugatti or something. I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay. If you're joyriding in a vehicle, which one are you going to be taking?
I would steal something like a Lamborghini, something that, you know, I'd never be able to afford to drive. Something like that.
And just drive off into the sunset.
Yes. Catch me if you can. Okay, Jamie, I want to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
Toronto Blue Jay pitcher Anthony Bass tweeted this. The flight attendant on United Airlines made my 22-week pregnant wife traveling with a 5-year-old and 2-year-old get on her hands and knees to pick up the popcorn mess my youngest daughter tossed around. Are you kidding me? Question mark, exclamation mark. What do you think of this?
So I don't have kids, but yeah. I've always been a firm believer that if your kid makes a mess in a public place, that you can either one, clean it up yourself or set an example for your kids to be like, if you make a mess, clean it up. If the wife was like overbearingly big pregnant where she can't even bend over, because he tweeted the photo. So I'm like, were you there too? Can you not go and pick up the popcorn that your kids made? Because popcorn is also a super messy food. I don't know why he thinks that it's the airline's responsibility to pick up after his kids.
Also, it must have been really, really messy for them to say something. And when you're 5 years old, you know, like you can help your mom, like, you know, right from wrong, like you're starting to learn. Mm-hmm. The 2-year-old, I can understand just being exactly. Like crazy, like not getting it. But like by 5, you know,
the entitlement of this man to be like, the audacity of the flight attendant asking my wife to pick up after my child. I don't even know if they were in first class, but I'm like, you still have to clean up after yourself. No one was changing Cole's diarrhea diaper for you. You did that yourself, you know?
Thank you, Garrett.
I don't know.
I just think too, like when you go to a movie theater, you toss out your garbage at the end of the movie, don't you?
I do. Like, but then you see how many people leave their stuff in the movie theater too for everyone else to clean
so
up.
That's so rude. And just like, I don't like that. So no, like if Cole made a mess on the airplane and you know what, like he's a year and a half, 20 months. I know someone's going to be like, oh my God, 20 months, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, when he did make a mess, Garrett and I cleaned it up 100%. Yeah. And usually the flight attendants, they come by a couple of times being like garbage, garbage. And so I'm like, yeah. Like just tossing stuff in there.
Yeah. And you know, pick up what you can. Sometimes you may not be able to get everything. And then if you do leave a mess, apologize, give them a little tip. You're like, you know what, I'm so sorry about this or something to acknowledge that you know that. But don't be tweeting out being like, how dare they ask me to pick up after my kids? That makes me so annoyed. Entitlement. If Cole did that, if any child did that, I would say to your face, child, you pick that up right now. I would tell that to your kid.
Oh, I know you would.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying that the opinions that we express are ours and ours alone. No need to discriminate, anything like that. But let's talk about Jaylen Chaney. She is a plus-size travel and lifestyle influencer from Vancouver. And she's making a petition because she wants the Federal Aviation Authority to protect plus-size travelers and make flying in coach as comfortable and accessible for everybody. So she wants the airlines to give overweight flyers as many free seats as they require to fly comfortably. And she's not specifically only talking about overweight people, but like she's saying like also tall people or other people who have something that's not the average to be able to have seats that are accessible and not have to pay extra for them. And she's like, I don't know who should be paying extra for them, but if I'm a bigger person, I should get to be having three seats and not have to pay for them because the average seat is not made for me. How do you feel about that?
First of all, I want to know her definition of overweight.
She is obese.
Okay.
Like I'm not even being shady. She's like 300 plus pounds.
Okay. Well, I just think, okay, if they are making exceptions for people who are overweight, then what about people who are normal, like smaller size? Like, do we get a discount on our tickets? You can't do this. Like, you can't. Like, this is just so ridiculous.
Let me preface this by understanding that the average American is bigger. The average person is bigger. So the seats that you see in movie theaters, airplanes, stadiums and stuff, they are not made for nowadays average person. So that I do understand. But if you require something more than what someone else does, it's your responsibility to pay for that. And I think that's just how it should be. We can make bigger seats, sure. But then if you need that seat, that's like you paying extra for that seat. You don't get it for free just because you're bigger. That's just not how it works for me.
Traveling by air is really uncomfortable, I think, no matter what size you are. Like, there is hardly any leg room. All of the seats are so close together. And I think they're getting even smaller and smaller
they
to
are.
Make more room. So honestly, what a compromise maybe to have bigger seats. Anyone can buy those seats, but they will be more money.
Of course. Someone's going to have to pay for it at the end of the day.
It's just like paying for extra leg room.
Exactly.
You know?
And when I brought this up with Kyle, he even said, he's like, flying is, it's a privilege. It's not a right because not everyone can do that. And if you were a bigger person or smaller person and you were buying a car, if it didn't exist, you would go get that and have to pay whatever that is. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's discrimination. It's just like, if it doesn't exist for you, you have to make the situation applicable. And if you're bigger by choice or bigger by medication or something like that, I get it. It sucks. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no one gets freebies unless you're rich. Then it doesn't matter, you know?
Fly first class or on your private plane.
Yeah. Although that had to be some really heavy cargo. See, that was a fat joke.
Oh my God. Moving on.
Anyway, it's like, I get her position. I understand it, but I just don't think it's realistic to expect other people to pay for it when it's something that you require.
It's never going to happen. No. Never going to happen.
I think they should make a fat, I shouldn't say the word fat, but I think they should make like an overweight airline then for people that are a little bit bigger, because that way all the seats would be bigger and like they'd have less passengers, but they would be able to have the room comfortably.
Could you have there?
Yes. Was that a bad thing to say?
No, but it's just so like, could you imagine? No. Anyway.
They could call it fat airlines, but like PH, like PH fat.
Oh, do you remember when that was so popular?
Yeah, I do. And now no one called you fat. You can't say the word fat nowadays. You
know
the word thick.
You'd thick and canceled. Thick, yeah.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. Florida man wearing nothing but a cowboy hat attacks a woman with a machete. Florida woman speeds through checkpoint and takes a selfie during the traffic stop. And Florida man found with drugs after getting trapped on a merry-go-round. Which one is the fake news?
I'm gonna go with the selfie one.
The woman speeding through the checkpoint and taking a selfie?
Yes.
That is real. That actually did happen.
Oh my God.
Want to take another guess at it?
Is it the drugs on the merry-go-round?
That is the fake news, correct. The Florida man was found with drugs, but he actually got stuck inside a porta-potty. So he was screaming for help because his foot was sticking out the bottom of the porta-potty. And then when the deputy opened the door, they found a powdery substance in a bag that tested positive for fentanyl along with a syringe. And he was just stuck in the porta-potty and he couldn't get out.
Only in Florida.
Did you encounter any of these type of people while you were there?
No, but no, it was really crazy. On Good Friday, we had to grab something at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And so there were about 4 or 5 police cars set up like right outside of Walmart. Okay. And they had a sniper tower.
What?
Like a police sniper tower, yeah.
At the Walmart?
At the Walmart, right outside the Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is... I'm like, it's Good Friday, people. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are we... Are we, like, thinking about shooting up a Walmart? Like, what's going on right now? But, they had really high security.
Was it for people, like, to prevent shoplifting or something?
Maybe it was for shoplifting. I don't know. But, like, to have a snipe... It was, like, 20 feet up mm-hmm. in the air. Like, a big police tower.
Groceries are expensive now, so I wouldn't be surprised if Walmart showed up for the extra security.
Someone's like, listen, these raspberries are $10.99.
Eggs are expensive. Ham is expensive.
Yep. Blueberries, I know.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
This was going viral last week. Some guy posted, after eating 2 blueberry waffles, I went to go heat up 2 more and saw that the package was for plain waffles.
Oh, God.
So he ate mold, ugh, which is so disgusting. The fact that he didn't taste it actually kind of blows my mind that he wasn't able to tell the difference, because I mean the blueberry waffles are like hands down like so good.
The bomb.com, yeah.
They are so delicious. So you would know unless he just drenched it in maple syrup.
Probably. I hope he's okay. That was disgusting.
It makes me think that the waffle box was probably thawed and then refrozen. But then you'd think that they would all be like that. I don't know. It was disgusting, though.
Have you ever eaten mold before?
Jamie, growing up in Toronto, like the GTA area, mm-hmm. like I feel like I was on mold alert all the time, because bread would get moldy in like a second.
Instantly.
Here in Alberta, you can have bread out for weeks and no mold, nothing.
So true. And I feel like Saskatchewan is in the middle, but I've had like cheese in my fridge for like months. And
then okay.
And I see it and I'm like, oh, but it's like this little speck of mold on the back. And I was like, oh, cut that off and then continue to eat it. Cause I'm like, cheese is expensive, man. We ain't tossing that out.
$17.99.
I love doing polls when I go shopping and I take a photo of my food and then I ask people how much they think I spent on the food. But I had like chicken and all these other things and it was like under $40. And people were like, how did you do that? What did you do? And I'm like, this is just how I live my life, people. This is how I find the deals. I will stack coupons. I will price match. I will do whatever I need to do to get those good deals.
Do you not know Jamie? Like, are you kidding me? He hustles hard for those deals.
And you know, sometimes in grocery stores, they have like little coupons that it'll be like $2 off cream cheese or like whatever. I literally will rip the entire stack of coupons and put them in my pocket.
I love that for you. Do you need 50 cases of pickles? No, well, now you can for $2 off.
Let me tell you, we go through milk so quickly because Kyle loves to eat cereal. So we always need milk. So I buy the Silk milk. I got the coupon. I'm spending $1.50 on a carton of milk. Now we have 6 cartons of milk in the fridge. Kyle has decided that he's not on a cereal kick anymore right now.
Oh my God, he's a toddler. He's a toddler where they're obsessed with one thing 1 week and then the next week they're like, I hate it. And you just got the bulk. Start chugging.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts.
Vanna White has worn over 7,000 dresses on The Price is Right. I believe it.
I wonder if she gets to keep all the dresses or is just renting them or something.
I bet she keeps a couple.
Crazy. Ryan Gosling was almost in the Backstreet Boys. I could not even imagine him in the Backstreet Boys. Well, no, that's a lie. I could. He looks just like them.
Lana Del Rey's real name is Lizzie Grant. She said she wanted something that sounded sort of exotic and reminded me of, like, the seaside on the Floridian coast.
That makes me dislike her a little bit.
Yeah.
Although it's uncommon, some cats can be allergic to humans. It's mostly based off of the type of soap or perfume or cologne that you wear, or if the cat is just a really big snob. I believe that.
High heels were originally worn by men in the 10th century. Men in Europe wore heels to make it easier to ride horses. I knew this fact because I went to the Bata shoe exhibit in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was really, and I love how like the men wore heels for a very short period of time and were like, fuck it. Like, this sucks. But you know what, women?
Yeah.
You should wear this for the next
all
700
the time.
Years. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I have to wear dress shoes when I do my realtor stuff sometimes. And I go to every female client in person and be like, I don't know how y'all do this because I've been wearing these dress shoes for like 2 hours. And I'm like, this is so painful.
I know.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Is there someone that you dislike a lot,
100%.
Not a fan of? Okay. 100%. Not a person that you wish ill will for, but like someone that you just don't care for. Okay?
No, this person can.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. Perfect. Here's a scenario. You win $3 million, but this person gets half. Or you win $500,000 and that's all on your own.
I would rather win $500,000 and give this person a cent.
Really?
Yes. I'm not kidding. Fuck that guy.
You would give up the $1 million.
100%. 100%.
I'm not going to ask who this person is, but did they do you dirty or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love this amount of petty, though. I think it's amazing.
This person was mean to my dog. And I feel like if you were ever mean to animals, like you're the scum of the earth. So I would rather get the $500,000 for myself than give this person a cent. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. I did not think that's where you're going to go because I know you have your dream of your $60 million and you'll be like, 1.5 is getting closer there. So, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. Well, it was lovely to catch up. It's been a hectic month, so I'm hoping that we're going to be keeping on schedule, but also we know life is busy. And how many weeks pregnant are you now?
I am 30 weeks. I'm like, how many weeks? I'm 30.
You think about
weeks.
That, didn't you?
Yeah. So 10 more weeks to go.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're going to do our best to keep some episodes coming up until then. And if not, well, we're busy. And Victoria's hating on her hater and not going to give them $500,000.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to find out who this person is because I need to know.
I'll text you later.
Okay, awesome. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.